This is Sunday morning. This is May the 3rd, 2020. And the title of this is Armageddon. We're going to look up where it is found. This is Revelation chapter 16. We're going to start with verse 14. Well, let's go to 12 so we'll know what we're talking about here. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. To me, Armageddon is the time of the vials. It's the wrath of God being poured out on the wicked. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. All right, in the Strong's, that word means a symbol. Armageddon. A symbol. A symbol of what? The end, of course, the end of evil. This is what Webster's has to say. Armageddon, scene of the battle foretold in Revelation 16:14-16, the site or time of a final and conclusive battle between the forces of good and evil. Does that sound like the storm? All right, the story of Armageddon is foretold three times in the book of Revelation. The seven seals tell the long story that ends at the Battle of Armageddon. That's Revelation 8. Wait a minute, let me look. I wrote here 8, but... Well, 8 is the ending. That's Armageddon. This is Revelation 8:1. When it opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. So we see here the end of chapter 7, beginning of chapter 8, is the Battle of Armageddon. One thing about this right here, verse 14 of 7, and I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest, and he said, These are they which come out of great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sunlight on them nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them into fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Do you reckon there's going to be some crying on that day? I know I'm going to be crying. Have joy. Okay, the seven trumpets tell a shorter story that end at the Battle of Armageddon. This is Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and which and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto the servants, thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. That's this is what's happening. They're destroying them which have destroyed the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there were seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there was lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Where is it? I don't know if I came across it yesterday or Friday. One place, they've had a continual earthquake. And I don't know the time period. But of course, you know, the earthquakes, the ones that are going all over the world are blowing up the domes. Yeah. Okay. All right. The seven vials tell the shortest story that ends at the Battle of Armageddon. This is Revelation 16:17. Tell you. I am hot. One notch. Okay, y'all there? 16:17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. So here we got them hiding out in their bunkers. God's fighting this battle. Okay. So, the seals, the trumpets, and vials are all telling the same event, the day of the Lord, the day of judgment on the wicked of the earth. It is evident to all, the curtain has been indeed pulled back to reveal the wizard and all his trickery, the beast and all his evil works against humanity. Just think about the pandemic. Just look how the deep state plan has backfired. It has certainly pulled the curtain back and revealed the plans of the beast and his bestiettes. The only thing left for us to do is fight. We are the Lord's soldiers, and we are armed in the spiritual side of this battle. This is the last stand, and we've read the book, and we win. Amen. The Lord said to me, "The wicked has been revealed." That took me to this passage of Scripture, which I've had some understanding, I thought, but in light of this, maybe not. 2 Thessalonians 2. That wicked be revealed. What's been revealed? That wicked. For all to see. The mask have come off. Toto has pulled back the curtain. Thessalonians 2:1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by his gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, neither by letter asked from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things, and know ye not what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time? For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. I think it's been taken out of the way. I think what was preventing was our blindness. The blindness, our blindness, we didn't see. The seals were opened. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Well, has that happened? Yes. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So the curtain's been pulled back. We're seeing the truth, or most, not most, but a big percentage of the population are beginning to see the truth. The Bill Gates, or they're calling them the Bill Gates of hell. And the vaccine scam that's been going on for a long time, using it to control people, track people, make people sick, keep people sick. If that ain't the beast system, I don't think there's any more wicked that you could be on the earth today than that agenda. I saw a deal, I think it was early this morning when I first sat down to pray. I looked at WeGo a minute, and there was someone had posted or showed a picture. He said, you know why the social spacing, the 6 foot, is because they can't pick up you with face recognition if you're close together. Get the whole country. Thinking, yeah, they got those tricks. They got their bags of tricks, and they think they're going to win, but they can't run from God. The seals have been opened. This is called the Great Awakening. That lawless and the lawless one and his plots against humanity have been revealed. No more Wizard of Oz. Now he's taken out. They thought they were so clever. Revelation chapter 20. There's something significant going on at Camp David.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The president's at Camp David. He hasn't been there since October last year. I think it has to do with maybe some of the Nasara and the, because he's discussing about the financials and things of the country and getting it back online, different things, and he's wanting to get the tax payroll cuts and that all that. All right, 21 through 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. So the day of the Lord has come, and he has come as judge. All right, Matthew 24. This is verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be shaken, the other left. I was telling Danny that I had seen another gene decode, and he was confirming that indeed on March 13th that Tom Hanks had been executed, and she had been executed too. And the obituary I saw, and I don't know what day I saw it, he said it was posted very quickly and taken down very quickly, but tomorrow in some papers it is supposed to be announced, his obituary. Now, whether it be in this paper, I don't know. I don't know what papers. But anyway, one's taken. Just snuck out. Nobody knew. List of people that are indicted, people that are, you know, fixing to be. They're waiting for their trial. They were just snatched when they least expected it. Tom Hanks was making a movie in Australia. And they snatched him. Watch therefore, you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. He comes as a thief. This is that stealth, like the Navy SEALs. Can you see it? It's just like Q's been telling us. This is Q 38:29. Silent running is a tactic used when ... Q. Wikipedia says this about silent running. A stealth mode of operation for naval submarines. The aim is to evade discovery by passive sonar, by elimination, superfluous noise. Non-essential systems are shut down. The crew is urged to rest and refrain from making any unnecessary sound, and speed is greatly reduced to minimize propeller noise. The judge has come as the thief, and you won't even realize he has come. He is in stealth mode. I remind you again on Q post 39:29 about how the events will unlock. It will be drip, drip, drip. It is easy for the people to wake up when you give them a drop. It'd be overwhelming if they had a wave, and it might cause riots. See what the Lord said here. The Lord said, the seals have been opened for those who have awakened. Yours is a spiritual battle. I am like a thief in the night. I have a plan. Trust it. Drip, drip, drip. See it? Don't be moved by what you see, for it is not as it appears. Don't be moved by the warfare either. Just continue to stand and hold your ground. And he gave me Ephesians 6. When you've done all to stand, stand. You're part of the greatest show in earth. Trust the plan. It is happening drip by drip, not waves atop waves. Slowly and methodically and behind the scenes and most secretly, and mostly secretly. Soon what has been happening behind the scenes will come to light. The cleansing is in process. This is the second revolution. The first Sunday of this year, the Lord gave me a word, the second revolution. And I'm going to read that to you if I put it. Yeah, there it is. This was January the 5th, 2020. Revolution, a forcible overthrow of a government of social order in favor of a new system. Courage is rising up. The righteous are bold as a lion. What is happening in Virginia is the beginning. Well, you know, they had the Second Amendment thing. The militia were arming themselves. They were getting ready to have a war. It is a spark that It is a spark that will turn into a raging fire that will spread across the nation. The cowards of the swamp, these that have been working and hiding, it is a shame to even speak about what they do in secret. What they've been doing will now be shouted from the housetops. They will run scared. It will be as it has been said. They will not be able to walk down the street. Yes, their visibility, their popularity, their days in the spotlight are over. I heard someone say, it was someone giving a report, it might have been X-22, that they're not probably ever going to be seen again. They have been pushing my church back into a corner with no place to go. Well, the tables have turned. Haman has been hung on the gallows. There will be no place for them to run and hide. They will no longer do their dirty deeds, says the Lord. It is time of the pushback. The citizens and Christians of this nation will rise up and say, we are not going to put up with this anymore. The lion is roaring on the inside. No more victim mentality. I'm completely draining the swamp. The U.S. Declaration of Independence states, when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object invents a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government. This is the people, not the president. The lion is rising up in my people. It cannot be done by your leader, lest he be construed to be an overthrower or a dictator, which we know that's why he's let the governors hang themselves. It's all in the plan. I've always given my church the land and the responsibility to occupy it. It's not the president's responsibility to occupy our land. Do not look to your leaders for deliverance. I am leading them and guiding them, but my plan is the one that will be executed. It will be executed by my army. We the people are rising up and saying that we have had enough. The real tyrant is Satan, and it is time for him to be back under your feet. Are you fed up enough yet? This is what the show has been all about. Yes, a movie. So you would see, say that's enough and rise up and put Satan in his rightful place. Under your feet, foot on his neck. This will purge your nation. Revolution will bring absolution. Absolution is forgiveness, pardoning, exoneration, remission, dispensation. Remission to the penitent, the cleansing of your land. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. It has always been up to you, my church. 1 Peter 4:17, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Pray for your leaders. Esteem them. They are all part of the plan. Never forget, though, this is a showdown between good and evil. The church and the god of this world system has been placed in the lap of my mighty ones. The ball is in your court. Say not, when will the leaders do something? When you do something, they will have the freedom to do something. As you rule and reign, you're changing the landscape. The government we are transitioning to is a government of the people, for the people, and by the people, not stumbled over the people. Things have been changing for a while. Keep it up. Get people awakened to what is really going on, especially believers. It is key. When they realize the authority they have and they rise up and start to use it, look out, devil. My thought here, notice the flag that the Virginia militia were displaying was, don't tread on me. They're tired of being tread on. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. While making confessions over the nation, I had this thought come to me and I spoke it out. Hong Kong has become an annex of the USA, or they call them territories. If you notice their six-month protest, and you see what happened to them. They are all carrying U.S. flags and singing, God bless America. They want the freedom that we have in this nation that we are in a revolution to keep. Also had to speak that Canada is also part of the USA, which originally it was, from what I understand. Globalism and communism and socialism is being pushed out of the Northern Hemisphere. That's Zechariah 6:1-8 about the spirit, the black horse going to the north. There'd be peace there. And then the Lord said, free and occupy. Free and occupy. All right. This came to me. So I looked it up. It's by Twisted Sister. We're not going to take it. Oh, we're not going to take it. No, we ain't going to take it. Oh, we're not going to take it anymore. This is where we got to get. We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life. This is our song. We'll fight the powers that be. Just don't pick our destiny, cause you don't know us. You don't belong. Oh, we're not going to take it. No, we're not. Ain't going to take it. Oh, we're not going to take it anymore. Oh, you're so condescending. Your gall is never ending. We don't want nothing, not a thing from you. Your life is trite and jaded. Boring and confiscated. It's that, if that's your best won't do. Whoa. And they go, we're right, free, we'll fight, you'll see. Then it starts over, whoa, we're not going to take it. Thinking they were on to something. As twisted as they were on to something. Twisted Sister, we're not going to take it. Yeah. Let me keep going here. All right. I was looking at the Q post, and there are many that use the term the silent war continues. I want to look out this dark day of the Lord where look at this dark day of the Lord where I by stealth am taking out the wicked and purging the earth, and also there's going to be 1,000 years of peace, and we can expect to see big changes because there will be no curse, literally. Did you hear that? No curse. Yes, we've known that from God's word, but it will be literal in all my holy mountain. I'm going to read a few scriptures concerning that. This is Isaiah 11. We won't have to say the scripture says. It'll be. Y'all there? And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding and the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove the equity of the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. That sounds like Revelation chapter 19 to me. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. It sounds like over in, I think Stephen was talking about David's fallen tent. That's what scripture comes to mind there. And it's talking about rebuilding his fallen tent. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and Pathros and Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcast of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. That's in Revelation also about the angels gathering together all those after the sealed 144,000 are sealed. Then it shows this multitude, and it says, where do they come from? Well, they come out of great tribulation. Okay. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west. They shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. And there shall be an highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria like it as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. If you remember, I just read it a while ago in Revelation on the day of the Lord at the Battle of Armageddon. It said there was no more sea. The mountains are gone and there was no more sea. And that's what he just said. He's making a highway. There's not any barriers. Okay, Isaiah 12. And in that day shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry and shout, the inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. All right, here comes Babylon. 13. The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz did see, lift ye up a banner upon the high mountain, exalt the voice unto them, shake the hand, that they may go into the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones, my for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together, the Lord of hosts mustered the host of the battle. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord, and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. And they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed at one another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. He shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth. This is also in Joel and also in Revelation. The moon shall not cause her light to shine, and I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore I'll shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as the chaste roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people, and flee every one into his own land. Every one that is found shall be thrust through, and every one that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver, and as for gold, they shall not delight in it. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces. They shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees, excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there. Neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. But wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures. And owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there. And the wild beasts of the island shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant places. And her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged. Okay, can you take one more? All right, the next chapter. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land, and the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captive, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve. Thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. Hail from beneath is moved from thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave. In the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also among the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Let's see if I have all of this. Okay. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the remnant of the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, they go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. For I'll rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name, the remnant, and son, and nephew, saith the Lord. And I will also make it a possession for the bittern and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the besom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off of them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? So, you know what? It's been foretold. There's other places in Old Testament scripture. Okay, the Lord said this. Big change is coming. The curse will be completely removed. Literally, there will be nothing that will destroy. Yes, that means that will kill, steal, or destroy. All right, let's look to Joel. Joel chapter 2. Just a couple more passages and we're done with this teaching. This passage ought to tell you where we sit. Okay, Joel 2:1. Blow you the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the veers or the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained, all faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men, they shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another, they shall walk every one in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Listen to that. I know in Revelation it talks about those that have been slain, that they were alive again. They shall run to and fro in the city, and they shall run upon the wall. They shall climb upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. Ah, there's the thief. There's them seals. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Lord, you said this to me. Who are your mother? Who are your brothers? Who are your sisters? Who are your children? They that hear the word of God and do it. In other words, disassociate. If the Lord requires it, in other words, they don't call the shots on your life. I'm just saying what he told me to say. You know, we're talking about being soldiers, and maybe family doesn't understand, and maybe they'll never come on board. Who knows? And I'm getting to where I don't care. I just want to do what the Lord wants me to do. And there'll be things he'll require us to do that they won't understand. Just like Jesus' mother and brothers and sisters didn't understand his ministry and what he was doing. And he had to put them in their place at times and say, I know this last year I had to miss some things that I didn't want to miss. The Lord said to me, and it shocked me, he said, who are your mother? Who are your brothers? Who are your sisters? Who knoweth he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give thine, not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil. You shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. But I will remove far off from you the northern army and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea and his hinder part toward the utmost sea. And his stink shall come up and his ill favor shall come up because he hath done great things. What the Lord was also saying in that, he just gave me the interpretation while I was reading this. He says, Jesus loved his mother. And when he was hanging on the cross, he told John, behold your mother. And woman, behold your son. So he loved his mother. But he did not allow what his family did cause him to get out of God's will and God's plan. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beneath her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil, and I'll restore to you the years. See, all these years you've given up, all these years that you couldn't do the things everybody else could do, and you had to stay home and study and pray and do warfare. I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dwelt wondrously with you. My people shall never be ashamed, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out of my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke, and the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into the blood before the great and terrible day of the day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Okay, I want to read chapter 3. You know, it's not just us that have been groaning for the day of the Lord. All generations have, because all generations have had to put up with Babylon. They've all had to put up with the beast. For behold, in those days, this is Joel 3:1, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Now I will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people. See, under the corporation, we're chattel. Your birth certificate is your stock certificate. They look at you like a cow or a sheep. For they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Is that what's happening today? Child and sex trafficking? Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Sodom, all the coast of Palestine? Will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Because you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried it into your temples, my goodly, pleasant things. This is our gold. We're fixing to get it all back. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from the border. Slavery. Behold, I will raise them out of the place whither ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. Yes, bring it on, Lord, bring it on. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off, for the Lord has spoken it. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war. Wake up the mighty men, let the men of war draw near, let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I'm strong. When we buy guns, just remember, it won't be long, we'll be beating them back into plowshares. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about thither, because they thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be weakened or wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the nations or the heathen round about. That's Armageddon. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall you know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation, for I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed. For the Lord dwelleth in Zion. That's what's going on right now. The blood is being cleansed. Here we are today, the Valley of Jehoshaphat. That's Armageddon.